Now on BBC Radio 4, time for the shipping forecast issued by the Met Office on behalf of the Maritime and Coast Guard Agency at 0015 on Friday, the 20th of June. The general synopsis at 1800. High, German Bight, 1029. Expected southeast German Bight, 1026 by 1800 Friday. The area forecasts for the next 24 hours. Viking, North Atsara. Variable 2 to 4 at first in North Atsara, otherwise southerly or southeasterly 4 to 6, occasionally 7 in north, veering northerly 3 or 4 later. Showers. Good. South Atsara. Northwesterly 4 to 6, backing southwesterly 3 to 5, showers. Good. Forties, Cromarty, 4th, Tyne, Dogger. Variable 2 to 4 at first in east 40s. Otherwise southerly or southeasterly 3 to 5, occasionally 6 at first. Veering northeasterly later in north 40s and Cromarty. Fair? Good. Fisher, German Bight. Northwest 4 to 6, backing southwest 3 to 5, becoming variable 2 to 4 for a time in German Bight. Showers. Good. Humber, Thames, Dover, White, Portland. Mainly east or southeast, occasionally veering northeast 3 to 5, occasionally 6 in Portland. Fair. Good. Plymouth, east or southeast 4 to 6, becoming variable, then cyclonic later 2 to 4. Thundery showers. Fog patches. Good, occasionally very poor. Biscay, variable 2 to 4, thundery showers, fog patches. Good, occasionally very poor. Trafalgar, variable 2 to 4 in west, otherwise northerly 3 to 5, becoming cyclonic later in southeast. Showers. Good. Fitzroy, Seoul, southerly or southeasterly 3 to 5, becoming variable 3 or less in east, thundery showers, fog patches. Good, occasionally very poor. Lundy, Fastnet, southeast 3 to 5, becoming variable 2 to 4, thundery showers and fog patches. Good, occasionally very poor. Irish Sea, southeast 3 to 5, occasionally 2 at first and later. Showers, fog patches later. Good, occasionally very poor later. Shannon, cyclonic, becoming south 3 to 5, showers, fog patches. Good, occasionally very poor. Rockall, Malin. Variable 2 to 4, becoming east or northeast, then cyclonic later 3 to 5, occasionally 6 for a time in Rockall. Showers, fog patches. Good, occasionally very poor. Hebrides, Bailey. Cyclonic becoming westerly or northwesterly 3 to 5, occasionally 6 at first in North Bailey, then veering easterly later. Showers. Fog patches. Good, occasionally very poor. Fair Isle, Faroes, southeast Iceland. Cyclonic 3 to 5, occasionally 6 in southeast Iceland, becoming westerly or northwesterly later, becoming variable 2 to 4 later. Drizzle. Fog patches. Good, occasionally very poor. Now the weather reports from coastal stations for 2300. Tarry Automatic, south 3, recent drizzle, 13 miles, 1021, now rising. Stornoway, north 1, 19 miles, 1020, falling more slowly. Lerwick, south-southeast 3, 13 miles, 1024, falling slowly. Wick Automatic, southeast by south 2, 12 miles, 1022, falling slowly. Aberdeen, south-southeast 3, 16 miles, 1024, falling slowly. Lucas, northeast 1, 8 miles, 1024, falling slowly. Boomer, south-southeast 2, 11 miles, 1025, falling slowly. Bridlington, southeast by east 4, 1026, rising slowly. Sandetti, light vessel, automatic. East-northeast 4. 5 miles, 1025. Greenwich light vessel, automatic. Northeast by east 4. 5 miles, 1024. St. Catherine's Point, automatic. 1023, rising slowly. Jazzy, east by north 4. 16 miles, 1021, now rising. Channel light vessel, automatic. East by south 4, 5 miles, 1022. Scilly, automatic. East by south 4, missed, 4 miles, 1020, rising slowly. Milford Haven, southeast by east 3, 22 miles, 1022, falling slowly. Aberporth, south-southeast 2, 19 miles, 1022, now falling. Valley, north-northeast 2, 14 miles, 1022, steady. Liverpool Crosby, southeast by east 3, 16 miles, 1022, now rising. Valentia, east by south 1, 22 miles, 1018, now falling. Ronald's Way, north by east 2, 19 miles, 1022, falling slowly. Merlin Head, south-southeast 3, 27 miles, 1020, steady. Macrihanish automatic, east-southeast 4, 30 miles, 1022. Here's the weather forecast for the inshore waters of Great Britain and Northern Ireland, valid for the following 24 hours, issued by the Met Office at 2300 on Thursday the 19th of June. General situation, high pressure over the North Sea will move slowly south over the continent, as an Atlantic low will push some showers in from the west. Winds will be mostly light and fog patches will develop in the west through Friday and early Saturday, and over the far northeast later. From Cape Wrath to Rattray Head, including Orkney, southeast 3 to 5, veering southwest 2 to 4, then east or northeast 3 to 5 later. Mainly fair. Good. Occasionally poor later in northwest. Rattray Head to Berwick-upon-Tweed, southeast 4 to 6, becoming variable 2 to 4. Fair. Good. Berwick-upon-Tweed to Whitby, south or southeast 4 to 6. Fair. Good. Whitby to Gibraltar Point, south or southeast 4 or 5. Fair. Good. Gibraltar Point to North Foreland, easterly or southeasterly 3 to 5. Fair. Good. North Foreland to Selsabil, easterly or northeasterly, veering southeasterly later 3 to 5. Fair. Good. Selsabil to Lyme Regis, east or southeast 3 to 5. Showers later in west. Good. Lyme Regis to Land's End, including the Isles of Scilly, east or southeast 3 to 5, becoming variable 2 to 4 later. Showers, perhaps thundery. Fog patches later in west. Good, occasionally very poor later in west. Land's End to St. David's Head, including the Bristol Channel, east or southeast 3 to 5, increasing 6 for a time, becoming cyclonic 2 to 4 later. Showers, perhaps thundery, fog patches later in southwest. Good, occasionally very poor later in southwest. St. David's Head to Great Orme Head, including St. George's Channel, southeast 3 to 5, occasionally 2 at first, becoming south 2 or 3 later. Fair. Good. Great Orme Head to the Mull of Galloway, southeast 3 to 5, occasionally 2 later. Mainly fair. Good. Isle of Man, east or southeast 2 to 4, occasionally 5 at first. Fair. Good. Lochfoyle to Carlingford Loch, east or southeast 3 to 5, occasionally 2 at first and later. Fair. Good. Mull of Galloway to Mull of Kintyre, including the Firth of Clyde and North Channel. Southeasterly 3 to 5, occasionally 2 at first and later. Fair. Good. Mull of Kintyre to Arden American Point, east or southeast 3 to 5. Fair. Good. Arden American Point to Cape Wrath, variable 2 to 4, becoming northeast 3 to 5 later. Drizzle or fog patches for a time. Moderate or good, occasionally very poor for a time. Shetland Isles, south or southeast, veering southwest 4 or 5, occasionally 6 at first, in east, veering northwest 3 or 4 later. Mainly fair. Good. And that completes the shipping bulletin here on BBC Radio 4. That's all from us for tonight. I am Neil Nunes, wishing you a very good night.
It's Midnight GMT. Hello, I'm Roger Hearing, and this is Business Matters on the BBC World Service. Today we're live in Delhi and Washington. Coming up on the programme, as Israel continues with its offensive against Iran, and there's the threat of the US joining the war, what's been the effect on Israel's economy? Also, Greenland, under threat of being absorbed into the US, is striking big deals on its natural resources. We'll hear from the mining minister. The new China shock in Asia, how massive new exports of Chinese goods are killing off markets there. A tiny group of islands in the South Pacific being punished by New Zealand for having too close links with China. And is deregulating gambling going to help Thailand? Don't bet on it. That's Business Matters here on the BBC, coming up after the latest news.
Hello, I'm Eileen McHugh with the BBC News. President Trump has said he will make his decision on whether to get involved in Israel's war against Iran in the next 2 weeks. The White House said there was a substantial chance of negotiations. Our North America editor, Sarah Smith, says when weighing up his choices, Mr. Trump will be concerned about the situation escalating.
Iran have threatened irreparable damage if America attacks them. And America could be vulnerable. There are US troops in the Middle East in American bases there. If Iran or any of their proxies were to strike against them and kill an American soldier, that would inevitably mean that the US would be dragged into a wider war, exactly the kind of thing Donald Trump wants to avoid. So that's what the calculation is here.
With both Israeli and Iranian airspaces closed, most foreigners trying to get out of both countries are making their way by road to neighbouring states. Australia has said it's deploying consular staff to Iran's border with Azerbaijan to help those leaving. It has suspended operations at its embassy in Tehran, as has the Czech Republic. Israel's foreign minister says a grenade was thrown at the residence of the Norwegian ambassador to Israel on Thursday evening in Tel Aviv. Gideon Saar said no one had been injured. A former Nicaraguan army officer who was a staunch critic of President Daniel Ortega has been shot dead in Costa Rica. Roberto Samcam was killed in his home in San Jose. James Reid reports.
Roberto Samcam served as a major in Nicaragua's army. but in retirement he became a critic of the authoritarian rule of President Ortega. He fled the country in 2018 after pro-democracy protests were crushed. From exile in Costa Rica, he continued to speak out against the corruption and brutality of the regime. His wife said he was shot 8 times by a gunman who posed as a delivery man and escaped on a motorbike. Nicaragua's opposition groups have blamed the